Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Hello, students. In the last episode, we learned about market research. In this episode, we will learn how to set goals. Students, think about your goals. If you are with family or colleagues, tell them your goals. Thank you, students. You might have said your goals are raising goats, supplying vegetables in town, completing high school, or finding employment. Maybe you have other goals. Let us listen to the story.
That trip was really necessary, Silas.
Yeah, I really gained some knowledge.
Headache, Silas. This boy is very lazy and he's a bad influence.
But he's Mr. Butera's nephew and he's good at pretending to be a good employee.
Oh, I see you people are back. As for me, I was relaxing the whole time you were in town.
Well, good for you. We learned a lot about finding opportunities to start our own business.
Waste of time? You guys could have used that time to relax.
You will never become anything by being so lazy and having no goals.
Who told you that? I do have goals.
Really? What are your goals?
My goals are to move to Kigali City and become rich with all the ladies after me.
Are those your goals? Sorry to say, those are not goals. But wishes.
Oh yeah? So, what are your goals then?
My goals are to have my own restaurant and have enough money so that my son can come to live with me in town.
And you, Cyrus, what are your goals?
My goal is to be a DJ who gets paid to play music and have my own boat.
Oh, do you like music? But my man, we should spend more time together.
Students, Furaha says the book has goals are wishes. What is the difference between a goal and a wish? Thank you, students. You might have said a goal is an idea or a plan set in the future that you want to accomplish or make happen. A wish is different from a goal. A wish is something that you want, but you do not work to achieve it. A wish is more like a dream, while a goal is something you can realistically achieve. What are some things Furaha can do to reach her goal if her goal is to open her own restaurant? Thank you, students. You might have said Furaha can learn about business, complete market research, do an internship at another restaurant, save enough money to open her own business, and things like that. These are steps Furaha can take to achieve her goal. Students, it is important to have goals that you want to work towards, and your hard work will lead to success. It is also important to know the steps you need to take to reach your goals. Students, it's time to think about your own goals. Imagine your life in the next few months, 1 year or 2 years' time. What kind of work will you be doing and where will you be? Thank you, students. Think about what you have, what you don't have but you might need, and what you have to do to reach where you want to be. Thank you, students. That was wonderful. What you imagined yourselves to be in the future are your goals. It is important to have a plan to meet those goals. It is important for Les R to have goals to work for. A goal is something you want to happen to make your life better. Set your goals carefully, make a plan, and work hard to achieve them. Let us bring our learning to real life. Try this activity in your own time. Turn your vision of the coming months and year into specific goals and start to develop a plan to reach them. It is good to think about, where do I want to be in the next 3 months, 6 months, or 1 year? What do I need to do to get there? What can I do that will help me? What obstacles might be in my way and how can I deal with them? Lastly, share your goals with a colleague or a family member. Tell him or her the strategies you are going to use to track your progress. Students, we have seen how Furaha and Cyrus set their specific goals and you have started setting your own goals. In the next episode, we will focus on how you can track your progress towards achieving your goals. Don't miss out. Thank you. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazi Kanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda TVET Board. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazi Kanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.